Libby Purvis, Summer Issue, Yachting Monthly. Some people I know won't risk getting high-definition TV for a good reason. We wouldn't be able to go back, they say sorrowfully. Apparently, once you've seen it, ordinary telly makes you feel as if your sight is going. It's the same effect which makes us terrified to be out without a mobile phone, though we managed for a century with the wires fixed to the wall. The same phenomenon of progress which, so I'm told, makes people accustomed to Japanese-style automatic douching equipment unable ever to go back to bog paper. We need a word for this, in retrocapacity perhaps, or just the valve effect, because you can only go one way. Nowhere is the valve effect more serious than in yachting. It isn't the rig that does it. Plenty of us has wandered back into gaff and bowsprits for a few years and then forward again, and personally I'm very comfortable with square riggers. The only new on-deck item I would find it hard to give up is a self-tailing winch, but it is the navigational and domestic equipment which marches us forward in progress and makes it hard to scrabble back. 30 years ago, most of us found our way across a featureless channel with nothing more sophisticated than a chart, pencil, parallel ruler and a trailing log, consisting of a spinner on a length of cord and a dial hung on the pushpit. Some carried sextants, but without much real hope of the sun ever coming out. If you were really on the ball, there was a horrid little thing called a C-fix, with proddy, uncomfortable earphones which made you sick, and a 50% chance of successfully picking up a null from a shore beacon before you vomited, provided the beacon wasn't closed for maintenance. GPS navigators can have little appreciation of how exciting it used to be to raise a misty shore or see a lighthouse beam. Decca sets arrived and changed everything. GPS succeeded them, and now we not only demand to know where we are and which way to point, but how long it will take to get there and whether the pubs will be shut. Some of us have a pretty picture on a plotter interfaced with everything. Few ever ask the awful question, is this a valve moment? Are we de-skilled as well as unaccustomed? Could we, in the event of GPS meltdown, happily return to DR&EP, scanning the horizon, doubling the angle on the bow and poring over tidal diamonds? I hope we could, but sometimes one doesn't even update the log often enough. On the domestic side of cruising, valve moments happen every year. We never had a fridge for 25 years, but we knew how to chuck white wine bottles overside in net shopping bags to cool, and stow the butterbox, or even set a jelly in the coolest bit under the floorboards. Now we could cope without a fridge, but it would feel as odd as doing without a pumping toilet, despite the bucket and chuck it culture I first sailed in. Or going back to a primer stove after years with gas. Now we did this for one period, and miserable it was too. Yes, you old shellbacks, I know that a good primus is efficient and safe, and that it validates some dark, twisted need in man, the bringer of fire. Ours wasn't, didn't, and I will speak no more of it. Sometimes, however, you go through the wrong valve and long to return. Personally, I hate pressurised water systems. I think they are mad. How stressful was it ever to move a little pump handle to and fro, or dabble your foot up and down on a pedal? The only possible advantage to pressurised is that you can get hot water off the engine, but that could be an extra. There's no excuse at all for the many, many production boats which are built with only one way to get water out of their tanks, a way which depends on a battery. How much fun is it ever going to be to lift a bunk cushion and lower a tooth mug into the tank when your power fails or your pump needs a spare you don't have? To disable that particular valve of progress is not only possible but essential. A boat is not a caravan. It does not live in leisure parks with a shower block handy. Perhaps we need a campaign. Every cruise this summer, crawl back through one of the progress valves and do without one bit of kit, navigational or domestic, for the day. Just for interest. Just in case.